Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's 6 p.m., and this is the Here Be Monsters Radio Sunday show, a progressive roundtable show with our guests today, Ruthann Amartafale from Air Amartafale up in Illinois, and Ronald Feynman is with us in Boca, and we have Wayne and Jack with us. I have a moment here. I just want to say one thing. Certainly, we're all very aware of what's going on out there. And this is not the brightest moment in history for the human race. But today, I am getting on this show not as a please who's ever messing around with our mic stop. Today I am not a progressive. I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. I am not a Green. I am not a socialist. I'm not a Marxist. I'm not a capitalist. Today I'm an American worried about my neighbors and my community and doing what I can from my position to make things better. And I hope that just for today, we can all be that way. I know you guys are in your hearts anyways, all my people with me tonight, but anybody out there listening, it's not about Republican or Democrat or Green Party or anything else or progressives right now. It's about getting through this, what we're facing in the moment, which is the ever-fucking plague, excuse me, but that's what it is. And if we can just rise a little bit above all the rest of it and find the positive, because I saw a lot of positive, and I'm done with my spiel, guys. You can start in on me now. But I found so much positive stuff online this week, and that was wonderful. I also watched the media, the news, once a day, and unfortunately, everybody has to replay what was said from the podium in the White House, which I guess we all realize what a huge catastrophe this is leadership-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll leave it there.
Okay, back to positivity, because
yeah.
There is so much going on that's positive. And
yeah.
You know, I'm living in a small town, and so not as much is going on here. I mean, you know, we're checking with our neighbors and everything, and I suggest that people do that, especially,
yeah.
You know,
people
who are living alone. Try to contact them. You know, it's no skin off your teeth to give them a call. Make sure they're okay. But there's so much going on in the city. People are really doing wonderful things. In Chicago, my brother's neighborhood, Lincoln Park, Old Town neighborhood, they've put out that they want people to light their Christmas tree lights. And so everybody's, you know, putting their lights back up around their windows and lighting them. And last night, and this may not have been just a neighborhood thing, because he wasn't sure the reason, but 8 o'clock last night, everyone was flipping their lights on and off all over the neighborhood and yelling.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if that was what that was about, because I'm not online, so
well,
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, Ra, when the medical workers are coming off shift in New York and in California and San Francisco,
ooh, yes.
And in other places, the whole neighborhood they're clapping, cheering, and screaming, thank you.
And it's not just the hospital workers, also the cops and
the
other people that also,
yeah.
And even the food clerks,
yeah.
Drug clerks, everywhere. We're appreciative
hospital
of what these people
workers.
Are doing.
I have
yeah.
a great big thank you sign on my mailbox. Everybody who package to my door, I thank them proficiently and ask them to keep safe. Yeah.
I do also when
yeah.
I go You tell them I've gone shopping. I say that to the people in Publix. Yes.
Yes.
And we should. And there's one other thing we should remember too. I don't care what that orange bag of monkey pudding.
No. Saying. No. Come on.
I don't care what he's saying.
I like Mario Cuomo. All right. Andrew Cuomo. He's very
Andrew sure. Cuomo is great. I love the way he's teasing his brother who's in isolation. It's so funny. It gets you to laugh, you know.
But the one thing that they are saying from the CDC and every other medical personnel on media is saying is please wear masks. Even if you're tying old torn up t-shirt around you, please wear a mask, and you should. You should be wearing a mask. If not, it's about protecting others. It's about stopping this. If you have to go out to the pharmacy, to the grocery, or to, I can't imagine where else you have to go. But to be wearing masks is real important right now. I use my thieves oil on the mask because that'll kill the virus on the cloth. But
Glenn. If I may interrupt.
Sure.
What I've done is I put on a sweatshirt, but I turned it around backwards. So when I pull up the hood, I put it over my nose and tied it around the back. Now I've got a built-in face mask from the hood of my sweatshirt. I went to the grocery store like that, and the cashier says, "That is so clever. May I take my picture and put it on my Facebook page?" I said, "Absolutely."
That's a good idea. That is a really good idea. I'm also
I wore a face mask to Publix, and then I joked, I look like a bank robber, and everybody laughed.
But everybody is wearing them, and everybody who cares is wearing them, and we should be. And if you don't have any thieves oil or anything like that, then spray that side of your scarf or mask or whatever you're using, your hood, with something like Lysol or something, because it'll kill the virus on the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
It will. And that
would
means it won't
good?
Get into your bloodstream. Huh?
Would clove be good?
Well, the thieves oil is the basic thieves oil is clove oil, lemon oil, eucalyptus, and rosemary. So anything you can do to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, even squeeze, you can get the essential oil of a lemon just by the peel, you know, rub the peels on your, it doesn't matter. Fashion is changing right now.
Mm. Yeah.
Back to Che Guevara.
Something else that I heard about that I thought would be fun, but it was just they add a little humor in it. They're doing porch sing-alongs or balcony sing-alongs in neighborhoods, and it seems like one of the most popular songs is the Beatles' "I Want to Hold Your Hand."
I've seen so many beautiful videos on Facebook and Instagram. And you know who surprised that? Now, I've never been a big fan of Matthew McConaughey as an actor. But somebody posted, a friend of mine in Alaska posted his Instagram feed, which went to both his Facebook and Instagram. And he got on and he really moved me. He talked about all the positive things we could do, staying home, banding together, and remembering that we are one right now. And this is not just America. This is the whole world. We are one. And I was so moved by him. I was like, wow, dude, who knew you had it in you? You parked the Lincoln.
This is a transcendent thing. It goes beyond all borders. This is a human thing. It's not just an American thing, and it's a human thing. And if we recognize that, it makes us a little more tolerant and a little bit more open-minded, I hope, and a little bit more gracious toward others.
I hope so.
Kindness.
Yes, kindness rules.
Ra and I both know this. This is a long time coming, and this is going to change society all over as we know it.
Oh,
there's
so
no doubting.
Reading on Daily Kos that they're saying that the South, in general, has not been paying attention to this whole issue, and that it's going to probably lead to many people in the South who follow Donald Trump being decimated by this disease because they don't want to believe, you know, the news media, and they don't want to believe anything any doctor tells them. So it's really a disaster in the making for much of the South, particularly the rural South.
Oh, it's a Democratic plot, don't you
that's
know?
That's horrible.
Oh, of course, that's right. Why didn't I realize that?
this is a little bit going into our usual gig, but I will say this. I was surprised to see that there is a lawsuit pressing forward, past the judge's eyes, pressing forward against Fox News for contributing to the death toll in their state from all their hoax and bullshit from Trump. That has put Fox onto a whole new setting.
I must say I saw a video that was produced by, I don't know which group, but about what Fox News people had been saying for the last couple of months. It was 18 people they showed, and I was saying to myself, not surprised about this one, that one. And then I saw Geraldo Rivera was also saying that, and Ed Henry, who used to be on CNN, and I said, what's wrong with those two? Some of the others,
right,
I wasn't surprised, but I was really shocked that those two were a part of the 18 I saw that were making ridiculing statements about this whole disease. I think it's a disaster for Fox News in the long run.
Yeah. Oh, well, they've been banned. They've been banned again in New Zealand. And Australia shut them down. And the UK, they had somebody from Downing Street, which we all know that guy's kind of a jerk. And he sent someone over to Sky News and said, you will not be saying such and such and such. And we got somebody standing here in your studio that's taking everything down.
Yep. Well, I had heard that when, you know, they come around for the renewal of your license, and Fox News never bothered, decided not to even bother applying for the renewal of the broadcasting license.
Oh.
I'd heard that. But not ready to get on this lawsuit and who it is. I missed all this.
Out in Seattle or Oregon. Oregon or one of the states that began to get hit really hard. These people have not listened. They've been listening to Fox, and they still are. Right now, and basically Fox has changed its tune, of course, because they see, you know, monkey pudding up there every day. Okay, Gwen, dial it back if I said what I'm on this day.
We know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, I wanted to make a positive statement about Queen Elizabeth II, who's going to be 94 on April 21. She gave a great speech today, and I thought to myself, maybe we should go back and go on to the United Kingdom again.
What did
she's 94.
Say?
She's going to be 94 in 16 days. I mean, it's unbelievable. And she made such a statesman-like statement, and I said, why can't we get that from our leadership, you know?
Well, you know,
remember, vote them out when the time comes. Vote them out.
That's right. Vote them out. But Prince Charles has absolutely tested positive. You know that, right?
That's right. Yep.
And Boris Johnson's in the hospital now, the prime minister. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I
just heard that.
Oh, Amy Klobuchar's husband is starting to recover. There's hope against this stuff.
Yeah,
it's good for her, and she was just on about 20 minutes before the show started, and I saw her speak on the topic, and she's found some goodness in her heart toward poor people. Not that she ever was against them, but the disadvantaged
stuff.
She's better than a mainstream Democrat.
Well.
I want to mention Chris Cuomo, of course, and Brooke Baldwin of CNN have it, and they both seem to be doing all right, but that's so concerning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of people are asymptomatic and don't even know they have it. And the other part about it is that these tests that they've sent out, half of them are no good. And they haven't sent, and they haven't sent near enough. And he has still not enforced the the Defense Production Act.
And then we have Jared Kushner saying it isn't the job of the federal government; it's up to the states. I'm thinking, what planet is this guy on? You know,
he's a spoiled, rotten little baby, just like his father-in-law.
But people are hearing from other sources too. I have to commend who is now in seclusion and remotely telecasting from her farm in Massachusetts, Rachel Maddow, who came on Friday night and laid it out how the federal government should be running. I haven't heard her speak like that since she was Doc Maddow on Air America. You could see her emotion. She's scared.
She's wonderful. She's fantastic.
She brought the numbers out, and when she and the doctor who cornered the HIV,
He was on there.
He was on there. When they were doing the numbers, this is not going to be in America in the hundreds of thousands. It's going to be in the millions of deaths.
Yeah.
And that was breaking her heart. You could tell, you know.
Yeah, Gwen, I just saw, looking, pertinent facts, but Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, has just been sent to the hospital with his coronavirus condition.
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it sounds very serious. Hopefully he'll be all right.
You don't wish harm on anyone. You really, I don't. I know Rob doesn't.
No,
that's who we are.
No,
we do not wish, but I have had to forgive myself so many times and ask the goddess to excuse me in the last month, because I will just, my anger boils up and I will say, when is somebody going to da-da-da-da-da? And it's not nice, but I like the way Ron puts it when he says it. Divine intervention.
Yeah. Yes, I always write on Facebook, divine intervention.
Maybe this is divine intervention.
That's right.
Maybe we were on a course that was not good. All the consumerism, all the greed, all of those things. And right now, people are having to rethink things. When you have to stay in, now I live by myself, so I'm cool. I'm not going to, but people who are living with other people and you have to be with them 24/7, well, you're going to have to dig that strength up. Some of them you may not even like that much. I mean, a lot of relatives don't like each other, but they're stuck.
Funny.
And so this is
like
the
Anne Frank house.
Well, exactly. And this is the time to get that inner strength. There's things to do. You know, when you do go to the store, there's still, even where I live in Bumfuck, there's empty shelves for some things.
Oh, yeah.
But then you use your brain, you make do. You know, and when this is all over, you may have already found some wonderful food that you never knew before. But you know what I'm saying? This is the time to, like, discover your families.
Plant your
my
garden.
Brother and his partner. Well, they're learning more about each other now. They've been together for years, but this is enforced whatever. And so they're learning about each other. And I think that anybody can do that with your family. I think there's so many good things that could come out of this.
Very true. Very
to
good,
concentrate
Ron.
Concentrate on that.
Very good.
I think this is an intervention.
Yeah, you're right, Ra. And remember, What did our grandparents and our great grandparents do to entertain themselves? A lot of them spent quiet time, much more quiet time than we do. They read. They read at night by gaslight. Well, my grandparents did.
Right. They
played games. That's how we fashioned. That's how games came up. How we learned to interact with one another. And I know that technology has its troubles, but I will say this. I mean, Wayne, Ron, and I spent an hour, and well, Ron and I were an hour and a half on Facebook video with each other.
It was fantastic, yes.
And we really enjoyed it. We got to see each other. We weren't alone. We were doing it. And I've done that with other people on Facebook on that little video thing. I talked to a little gal who buys stuff from me in India last week. She's so scared. And she was telling me how her neighbors were, because there's so many people in India and there's a lot of trouble in India. I mean, look who they got, Modi. And there's just so much friction. And she says it's like pushing down on me. And Ra, I sat with her for a while and I gave her some visualization for light to protect herself, you know?
But, yeah.
But she's like, what can I do to help my family get through this? So, you know, like essential oils, which it's not going to get to her in time. She wanted to buy the thieves oil for me. I said, look, what you can do is this. You can get yourself some lemons and a handful or a few boxes of cloves and some eucalyptus leaves and some rosemary and simmer it in a big pot and then put some clean scarves and cloth, you know, anything like that you cover your head with, scarves and stuff, into that liquid, and then take it out, let it drip dry somewhere, make sure that's on there, because that's what those long black coats that the plague doctors and stuff, that's what they did with those coats. Is they soaked it in that stuff. That's why they were all covered like that. They soaked it in a big boil of that stuff, because that's what the perfumers did who made bees oil, you know. And I said, and she said, I can do that. I can get that. I can do that. She was so happy. I was so glad. And I know she'll pass that around her neighborhood, you know.
Right.
There are
things people can do. Yes.
Yeah, and you can create all kinds. Look at all the time you've got now to be alone and quiet with yourself, to, you know, pick up an instrument, learn to play music. I mean, anybody can learn to play guitar if they go online. There's a whole bunch of places you can find where there's tablature. You know what I mean, Jack?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
it's not
easy.
Know,
learning guitar is a lot more difficult than playing a keyboard, my belief. But at any rate, it's something that can and has been done many, many, many times over the years. To paraphrase a favorite phrase of Trump's, there are many, 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 very, very, very incredible. You know.
Yeah, I want to mention here, if you go back 100 years or more to the late 19th century, early 20th century, before we had electricity in most homes, before we had phones, before we had radio, before we had TV or cable or air conditioning and all the other things, people survived and they developed hobbies and they, you know, they were able to be with themselves and their close family members. And now people are spoiled. They all have to always be out. And it's nice to be out, but it's not essential that we have to always be out. You know, I'm just saying. So we have changed our whole way of looking at things, but maybe we'll start going back a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and there's so many times you hear people say, oh, I'd love to do that, but I don't have time. Well, guess what?
You have time and people are complaining.
All these courses that are online, and they're free.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just, you know, do it yourself, this to that, to, like, you're talking music, languages. Oh, come on. It's all
you can learn anything you
want
to do.
Now.
You got plenty of time to do it, and at least you have lights.
That's
unless
right.
you're homeless, God forbid. But other than that, you have lights. It's not like you had a fire, having to light a fire and worry about being burned to death. You just put on the lights. So, you know, really, it's not great, but people are just, spoiled, and they don't understand that you can survive this, you know.
Yes. Well, you know, Now it won't happen with me since I live alone, but I love, well, everybody that knows me knows how I love books, and I always have like four or five going at a time. But and this is like books that I hold in my hands, not online. But I love, even at my age, I love to hear someone read from a book. And a couple years ago, I was reading about different families that were doing that, or just couples reading to each other, whether it was poetry or some type, somebody reads a chapter, another person reads it. But, you know, reading is, I don't know, I think that would be something good to do at home, too, besides
I
the games.
I have a real treat for you. I've been posting them when I see them. I listen to them at night with my headphones as I'm laying down. Patrick Stewart, the guy who played Picard.
Oh, yeah.
he's reading through, he's Instagram and Facebook reading through all of Shakespeare's sonnets. Right now,
he was a big Shakespeare actor, and before he joined up with the Star Trek generation,
Very good.
And then there's somebody else who is reading Walt Whitman's poem, and that's fabulous. That's just I sing the body electric.
There are places you can go online. One is called Audible. You know, like you're Audible, and the other one is called Coursera, where you can get actual courses and study them in your own at home. You know, without and you can actually get get accredited for them. That's nice.
Yes,
and there are free books online for Mac users and Apple users. The e-books or the Apple e-books that they do. There are several online free ones, like the complete works of Edgar Allan Poe, which I'm finding delightful these days. I mean, I watched Stephen King's The Stand. Now, that's one of my favorite reads. I watched Stephen King's The Stand. By the way, did you guys see, I don't know if you guys know what The Stand was about, but it was about a mega flu that wiped out most of the population. Stephen King posted on Twitter, he's a big Twitter user, he posted that, you know, this is not Captain Trips, there's only a 1-2% mortality rate, please quit, you know, calling it Captain Trips, and some guy wrote at the bottom of it, you know, in response, geez, dude, did you even read the book? It was. I laughed for an hour after that. I mean, oh, geez. But you know, it's definitely the message was the change, the complete breakdown and change of society. And as Raw was pointing out earlier, I think we're looking in that direction right now, a complete change over the society. And the heart of the, and don't yell at me until you hear me out here, Jack, the heart of patriarchy for the last couple of thousand years, this has been, you know, anchored in the Christian Judeo-Islamic. And today, Il Papa, or the Pope, I think it was last night, the Vatican put out a video on him, and I listened to him, and he is one of the few men that I have heard sound like a father and a healer. I was moved.
Yes, that was a great speech. I think it was part of a sermon that he gave.
No, he was sitting at his desk. He made the special
video
for to send out to people. And he spoke about, you know, sole, being alone, how many people are alone right now and how we need to reach out to them. And and Ra, if you could see the videos right now of how the Italians are singing to one another at night.
Beautiful,
It's stunning.
It's wonderful.
That poor country, God, they've been hit really hard.
Hammered. But wait a couple of weeks, and they'll be saying that about us, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're...
Yeah, I wanted to mention that one thing that disturbs me, is unpleasant, is the number of deaths compared to the number of cases. If you look at it in the world, it looks like 5% are dying at this point, and in the United States, about 3% are dying, and that's a very high level compared to the flu.
Yeah.
So it worries me, but it's going to be 3%. And the fact that we've had, I did an article today on my blog, The Progressive Professor, about the fact that in all the wars we've been involved in, all of them, we've had about 1.4 million people die in battle. And yet the prediction of maybe 2 to 2.2 million or 2.5 million would be 50% higher than all the wars we've had combined. Unbelievable. And it's all within a short time, not over a period of years. And it's on American soil, where the only real war on American soil being the Civil War. So it's just shocking. It really is.
Well, they say that the reporting coming out of China now is that the Chinese fudge their numbers.
Yeah, I've heard that.
They put death due to pneumonia instead of the virus on almost a third of their cases or better. Which, you know, no surprise. Okay, so that's what they did. That, you know, right now, I am Chinese. I am Russian. I am Spanish. I am Italian. I am Irish.
We're human.
I am a human being on planet Earth,
right.
And it's a shit show. And what can we do to make it, but if you have any elder neighbors out there and they're not, you know, even a couple or whatever, you know, walk by the house, walk up to the window, say, how you doing in there? Check on your people.
Give them a call.
Yeah, I called today into Jack and he was in the other room, didn't hear the phone, but for a fleeting second or two, I was like, Jeff, please answer the phone or call me back.
You
know, I mean, we're all keeping one another at heart right now. I know this.
Yes.
We are not, the thing is that it is fast to the point, and in another week we'll be even quicker to the point that we're not Republicans, we're not Democrats, we're not progressives, we're not green, we're not this, we're not that. We are Americans, and we are human beings on planet Earth who are all related to one another. Like the Native Americans say, all my relations. I will tell you this, though. We have all kinds of animals. The squirrels are going nuts. The bunnies are all in the yard. The birds are singing at night here. Is anybody else noticing that?
Pollution's going down big time nationally.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful.
Over China effect. And everything. It's unbelievable, you know?
Yeah, good side effect.
Are we going to ever stop the industrialization that pollutes us? That's the problem. We'll go right back to it.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh,
you know,
I hope
one
not.
Of the reasons, one of the reasons, though, is because so many people now are learning – and companies are learning that their people can work from home, depending on what the company is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to have a lot more people working from home, if not every day, at least a couple days a week when this is done. And the same with school, you know, because school is going on. And I've, you know, hats off to these preschool teachers because they're videoing things and, you know, sending it out online and, one teacher I read about is doing a live thing on Facebook for a half hour every morning for her little kids because, you know, they're stuck at home now and their parents are stuck at home with them. So, preschool's going on. Things will change.
Yeah,
if I may interject, she is absolutely right. As I've said many times, you know, I'm working both mechanical and electrical engineering disciplines. And my main projects now in this top point in time of my life is upgrading substations in the electrical infrastructure grid. Well, even though the company that I work for told everybody, go home, work from home. And I have for the last week and a half here. We've met our deadlines on time. I have same access, and it's like, you know what? Why am I driving a half hour in each direction to go to work and come back when I can walk down the hallway and do the same damn thing?
Yeah.
And talk to your buddies.
So I think after this is over, I may do more of this at home, going in periodically, maybe for a meeting or something. Well, even meetings.
Sure.
We have a piece of software called Teams, where, well, like with Glenn, you and Ron and I did here
yeah.
this week.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
you know, we could share the screen. So, like, here's where this drawing is. I take the pointer here. Yeah, I'll turn this over to you now. And then they can say, well, what about over here and stuff? Now they're controlling my computer screen. Everybody's seeing it. We're
yeah.
all doing this in real time from remote locations.
Listen,
it's, like, very good.
Listen,
it also saves
listen,
you realize how much money
listen,
you save on gasoline if you're not driving the car as much? Fewer accidents also, less driving?
Who cares? Put the petroleum industry out of business. Oh, you know,
well, that would be
nice
good,
before.
But it would not be bad.
Okay.
We still need some of it, but the point is it would save accidents and a lot of spending on gas.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it would definitely let me describe something that happened very quickly in the last few days. On Tuesday afternoon, my partner and friend and my little brother up in New York, Asa, who he works with companies on motivational speaking, and he's a reader and does sessions and a healer and all that. He's my side of the block. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, he put together between myself and this all old Daughters of Isis folks and Murphy in Massachusetts and me down here, we had almost 100 people in a Zoom conference for an hour and a half while he talked about empathy. The empath versus empathy was actually the talk.
Cool.
But he gave a talk on it, and there were almost 100 people tuned into it that could ask questions on the chat and stuff like that. It was amazing. Almost 100 people tuning in. So right now, in many ways, we are communicating with one another in much larger degrees than we ever have.
And Glenn, if I can interject here, or staying on the same topic here, is necessity is the mother of invention. There's more people working from home, we're using the internet more, and it's becoming the realization is, and everybody's been doing this with 4G and 5G, is this is really going to drive a more aggressive upgrade of our internet infrastructure system throughout the country.
Yeah. Well, it'll bring internet to people, but I hope they figure out how to get it safely underground. The 5G magnetic structure bothers my energy field. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
It can get to you after a while. I've been working for years on the computer, between the computer to the bench to the, and then when I go to sleep at night, you know, this has just been something in the background all my life. I've usually music playing, but I'll keep the TV on just in case I see something, because I'll never forget why I started doing this was because I did not know John Lennon had been shot.
Oh,
and
boy.
Somebody called me and said, you got your TV on? And I had cable. It was rudimentary cable, pretty good stuff, but I was in upstate New York, and somebody said to me, you got your, and I said, no, I said, John Lennon's been shot and killed.
Wow.
And
that was a big day.
So, yeah. So from that day forth, I've always kept my Xfinity system goes to sleep and just shows picturesque vistas on my television if I don't interact with it for over 40 minutes.
Well, Glenn, kind of have the same kind of a story. I was a regional sales manager and working from my home, which was from the remote area on my farm there out in the middle of nowhere on the eastern shore of Maryland. But I had this little black and white TV that I always kept on my desk, and, you know, it had the news on, the morning news.
Yeah.
And I saw in real time, when the planes flew into the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I saw that in real time, too. Yeah.
Wow.
I was on the phone with somebody who was standing in the other tower and saw it happen, a high squeal phone, and I lost him. I was working as a customer service rep in catering at Aubon Pan in Boston. It was an Aubon Pan guy that was delivering a breakfast upstairs in the other tower, and he still has PTSD from seeing that, because you know the Twin Towers. You walk right up to the window, look down. I mean, you get vertigo. You could see everything. And he's standing at the elevators waiting for the elevators to come, looking out the window, and he saw the plane go into the building. And none of us will forget that day. None of us will forget that day.
And yet, ironically, we've already passed the loss of life there.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Hourly. And in the state of Florida, it is hourly now in the state of Florida, and that jerk. I'm not supposed to get that way today.
There was that pastor that was having that church gathering last Sunday, and he got arrested. But now our governor has said they can have church and synagogue meetings. Just like in Israel, the Orthodox Jews, some of them were really rioting about the fact that the Israeli government was trying to stop them from having events. But I bet they're going to have it this week, and I think it's insanity.
Well, thank God.
Well, what does that tell you about karma? What does that tell you about karma? Okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, it's what we call the Darwin Award.
Not only Florida, but a lot of the southern states in general. The southern.
Yeah.
That's what I pointed out. I just read.
Right?
Yeah.
I won't say southern.
And it'd be decimated because they all go to church and they all believe in Trump. And I think a lot of them are going to be victims, but they believe they got to follow him because their pastors tell them to follow him. Yeah.
That's true.
Go ahead, Ra.
I should say they don't all believe that Trump is the end-all and be-all. But, you know, the thing is, this is way, way bigger than Trump. And
it is.
So,
yeah, it is.
You know, it's whatever your politics, I would suggest that people be supportive of, like, your local politicians who are doing the best they can.
Good
point. Some of them have no training for any kind of emergency. I mean, I live in a small town. There's older people, right? They don't have training, and they're doing their damnedest.
Yeah.
And I think we need to support them. And if you have a special skill that you can see that they don't, try to
get them,
you know, on the phone or whatever. Try, you know, volunteer to help them learn what they might need to learn. You know, it doesn't matter the politics, because this is facing all of us. So,
it's the messaging. It's not the politics. It's the messaging. We look to leadership to message right now. And the messaging
has been
a catastrophe, you know?
Right.
That's
and we know
problem.
That. So, you know, we know that. So then listen to people like you were talking about, Rachel or Matthew, the Queen, different people who have good messages. Listen to them. Don't spend your time, because it's a waste, listening to bullshit. And we all know what bullshit is. We don't need to listen to it, because it's not going to help us stay well, and it's just going to frustrate us, raise our blood pressure, all of that. Don't listen to the bullshit. You know it's there.
Yeah.
It's
so think about what you can do to help, like, people in your neighborhood, or like Gwen talking with that lady in India, which is also our neighborhood. Well, whatever you can do, you know, and the churches. Now, I don't know. My landlord has a church in Chicago, and they were giving out bags, and they brought me one, which was very nice of them, because we're friends also. And so then I shared some of it with my next door neighbor. But churches are, you know, they aren't prepared for this either, and so they're doing what they can. So everybody is doing what they can. And instead of, you know, going like, well, they can do more. Why are they doing that? It's like, hey, be supportive. Do
yeah, exactly. And, you know, this is teaching people to foster goodwill. It really is. There maybe is a really small amount of good that comes out of this that will hopefully grow into something very tremendous. And let's hope it resets our nation's caliber.
Is that you, David?
It is me.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
How's Okie Stan?
Your favorite engineer from Okie Stan.
How are you faring in the dread?
How's everyone faring?
We're here.
We're doing very well here.
We're all healthy, thank God.
Yeah, knock wood.
Really.
How's everything in Oklahoma?
We're just sort of bunkered in, trying to avoid Captain Trips. So, you know, what can you say?
Yeah, your state is backwards, just like eight others. They refuse to, to close down the state. It's ridiculous, you know?
It is.
Well,
yeah, but, you know, it's all just a conservative Republican. Even here in the town that I'm in, the attitude has not really hit everybody that it should be. I mean, there's people still out and about going to the big box stores and playing golf and all this other stuff. I really think it's going to take a few people to die to impress the seriousness of the whole thing to some of these people. It's just crazy.
I wonder how many million that will be that will take to get attention.
Don't put that out
there.
Don't put those numbers out there.
Well, you have
like
a point.
That. It's like they're drawing that to us.
I did see. Now, here's kind of the severity that's really been brought to light. Of course, you know, businesses are shut down. A lot of people have been, laid off, and even temporarily, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But in other countries where they have nationalized health care, like Canada, Spain, Germany and stuff, you still have your medical health care should you need it. In this country, 3,500,000 lost any form of health care that they had when they got laid off.
That's right.
It's a tragedy.
And imagine the homeless. The homeless are in bad enough shape, but now they're even worse, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know that they have people sleeping 6 feet apart, homeless people? They made them sleep 6 feet apart in a parking lot somewhere in, I can't remember what state, somewhere in the slice of the middle of the country. I couldn't believe that. And I've heard tell of the people going to the, my sister will make a grocery run kind of thing. And people in the grocery stores, there's still some people who will just walk right up where you are and you have to, like, back away. They're not paying. It's some form of ignorance, you know, that they don't. Plus, then you have those who are taking off their masks or gloves or whatever they've used to protect themselves and dumping them in the parking lot, just leaving them on the ground.
Unfortunately, this pandemic is sort of highlighting some of the basic weaknesses of the United States, you know, the hubris and the my freedoms, and you're going to take my freedoms away, and this sort of exceptionalism that,
mm-hmm.
you know, has been claimed for so many decades. It's the very thing that is going to get a lot of people killed. If you look at a lot of the states that aren't being sheltered in place, they're Republican, Southern, and they're in for a rude awakening. I mean, they may be able to tell their lies and stuff to their constituents, but they cannot tell lies to a virus. The virus doesn't care. It doesn't care what political party you are.
You can't bully a virus.
No, you can't. And they're going to have some huge numbers.
Very well stated.
And it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
It is. I mean,
it is.
You know, I don't want to see anybody
die. You know, and maybe you don't do this all the time, but you know, the more the people there and then start doing something different.
Positive.
Yes, because
yeah, exactly, yeah, positive.
What you send out from back, it manifests. And when you mentioned the parking lot, that made me think of a picture I saw in the paper of a father and his two kids were getting their exercise in like a parking lot, an empty parking lot down the street from where they live. Because, you know, here anyway, you're still definitely able to go for walks and everything.
Yeah.
You know, you just stay, when you meet somebody, you make sure you stay 6 feet apart.
Yep,
but,
yep.
You know, like air inside, you need fresh air. So try to get fresh air also.
That's real important right now.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Fresh air.
I was going to say,
talking about all these animals, and I was going to say, a friend of mine has been out gardening. He started planting with his great-grandson who lives with them.
I was just getting ready to say that. I have my oldest daughter lives just 3 miles away from here in Annapolis, and she has twin 3-year-old boys, which are nothing but a ball of energy, and she has a 1-year-old daughter, my granddaughter.
Well, she's got to get them outside. You can't
skip them. I'm a blessed man. I am a blessed man. Well, they went off the parking lot. They brought the boys the tricycles that they got for Christmas and haven't really had a chance to ride yet. And they brought a little push toy that my granddaughter used. And the boys rode the tricycles. And they all sent me video clips of this, sharing with granddad. And my granddaughter's kind of walking behind this. Her older brother is kind of helping her along, pulling along, and she's just holding on and starting to learn to walk. And she is just giggling like she's had the best time of her life. So, special moments like that. But again, empty parking lot, the family was out there in fresh air. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I know Trisha and Abair are taking short walks. They live close to a place that's been closed down, so they can take a walk through there to get fresh air. But they basically are staying, you know, the 6 feet apart from folks, and they are hunkered down. They are hunkered down, and they're in the middle of New York, and that's a scary place to be right now. Hey, listen, Pinko the Bear is up and running again, that stream of consciousness and with guests. And I'm glad to know that because I missed the Pinko the Bear show.
Well, we're all finding good ways to keep pushing forward. And that's got to be our aim. All the time, not just in times of crisis like now, but we've always got to keep pushing forward. There's no going backwards anymore.
Right.
Yes,
and celebrate the little things.
That's true.
One
good
of
point.
The Chicago suburbs just did some fireworks last night.
Very good. Very nice.
Not big, huge, expensive, long-lasting, but fireworks. But and like the porch sing-alongs and all those kind of things, they make people smile. The teddy bear movement. All of that, you know.
Well, there's a lot of things that say like a raised bed garden. Julian has started on doing something that, and also, you know, learning some home crafts like how to can and you know all these other different things that.
Well, like
maybe your ancestors knew about, and you know they went through the Great Depression, and maybe take some knowledge from that generation.
Yeah.
And
We could have another Great Depression if it goes higher than 25% unemployment.
Oh yeah,
1933.
Well, I don't think there's going to be any doubt.
Yeah,
I mean I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but you know the numbers are going to be high on the deaths and the. It's going to be terrible, but the thing is that you have to accept those facts and
move
you know the thing
forward.
We have is we know what's coming up and plan for it, you know.
Yeah,
things
but
go
I'm
on.
Sure that you know that we're better. What am I going to say? Anyway, we have more supplies and things for anything that may come in the future. because we weren't really as prepared as we could have been. And I'm talking about the United States. So if we weren't prepared, you know, these other countries, like look at Italy and India and different places, they aren't nearly prepared because we
they don't have the resources
more prepared than anyone
about.
Else.
Yeah. A lot of the Asian countries are very prepared. I mean, their numbers
are
real low, like South Korea, Taiwan,
yeah.
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
They went through
that's
some
great.
Of it before with SARS and MERS. So,
yeah.
They knew. Yeah, they
yeah,
knew.
I'm concerned about the gig workers. One out of four people don't have a definite income. They, you know, the cab drivers and, you know,
yeah.
all kinds
yeah,
of jobs
right.
where, and
yeah.
waiters and all that, and the
well,
people.
That's how Trish is getting around, getting to and from now. She has to go in every couple of days to the school to get, you know, she's the administrator. And she's, you know, she's wearing gloves and a mask, and she's getting into the cabs. And it's like that's the only thing she would dare travel in is the cabs. And the cab drivers are masked up, and they're using, you know, sanitizers and Lysol
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of stuff. They're doing their best, but they're, that medallion has to be paid for. That time has to. So they are. There are cab drivers out there, and they have not shut those cab drivers down because they
right.
are considered essential.
Well, they have to work. That's the only way they get any,
well, people
any
have
money
to
for
get
food
to the
or
store.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to have cabs because if you're going to buy groceries,
yeah.
maybe you can't walk for however far. You've got to have cabs or buses or something.
That's true. Very
well,
good, yeah.
we all know how safe buses are, and the subways are, like, deserted. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really something.
Where is deserted in Manhattan? Oh my gosh, it seems at Times Square.
Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised they don't have the sanitizing trucks that are driving through and spraying the sanitizing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I saw something online. Drones are being used to sanitize. I saw something.
Wow, cool. Well, that's good.
Drones, yeah.
Technology. Well, that's the good side of it.
Yes,
my professional music.
People
are going to
adapt. I mean, they will. I mean, people have to eventually get out, and so people adapt, and I think it's going to change
yeah.
the world that we know it as we know it before,
yeah,
but I mean, maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah, good
thing. I mean,
is.
not the pandemic, but maybe changing our actions a little bit.
Yes, very good
yes.
point.
Yeah, there will be good come out of this.
Yeah, I will say that my friends who were professional musicians out in Columbus, that I was out there 6 years playing music and stuff, you know, they've shut down all the restaurants and all the bars. And,
yeah.
you know, they have nothing. They are getting no income. And,
that's
you know,
horrible.
Musicians, professional musicians, they live from hand to mouth to begin with.
Yeah.
So this is really hitting them hard.
It's only 2 minutes to go, by the way, everybody. It's 6:58.
I want to thank everybody for coming in today and putting some positive spin on this. I really appreciate all of you for doing that. I certainly need to hear it every time I do these days. And keep connected. Like I said, Wayne and Ron and I do our little Facebook video time together, and it's fun.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know what's great,
though?
We had a six-way discussion today, and nobody really interrupted anybody much.
that's true. Except for Jack. We got to get Jack back on Facebook so we can see his smiling face.
Yeah, I have resisted that all along, but I've reviewed it. I've thought of it as very trite, but I'm starting to reappraise that a little bit. We'll see what happens. I'm not
promising
anything.
But look, you talked to 3 billion people, Wayne.
At any rate,
my...
you can always read me at the Saturday Afternoon Post, although I am starting to dial that back a little bit now. But
yeah.
we'll see what happens. You never know.
But you should get on Facebook so you can talk to the three intellectuals here.
I got 20 seconds to say once again, thank you. Please
thank
remember
you,
people listening out there, we will be back next Sunday for the Sunday Hour. This has been Here Be Monsters Radio, the Sunday show. I'm not a progressive today. I'm an American. So that's that. And we're gone. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night, all.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Good night.